I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, you should ask.
Added value. Look at that.
Service and questions.
Everybody that changed the logo.
If we had said something to Q, Q would have just knew what to do. Like, we wouldn't even have to explain it.
Listen, he just
that's how sharp Q been in that.
Look, Q wasn't on the call. Who was Lonnie's first man on the call list?
I mean, Lonnie is a man of faith, so I would think he'd call on Jesus in his time of need. Oh, that's what we doing tonight. Okay.
Did you say something to somebody in the world going to say something to
him? No, he said share it live. We're currently live on some type of social media platform. Got these new angles and shit. Got to work on my profile. Got to make sure my beard lined up now all the way. You know, I can lie kind of straight ahead and keep moving my head. Share a lot.
Share a lot.
First of all, make sure the ring is off. The volume's down. It's podcast etiquette, people. You come on somebody's show, you put your phone violent. You put it on silent or vibrate.
You're kicking the Lonnie already.
Word is born. Crazy. But yeah, ain't podcast etiquette, man. You turn your phones off. You know, turn the volume down. Yeah. I know you're going to click in and we're going to see that last Instagram story you was looking at. We don't want
to
hear that shit.
Don't listen to the reels.
There'd be some good reels out there, though.
Yeah.
I ain't going to hold you.
No, it's just a time and place for that shit.
True. But time is something niggas have not mastered yet.
Because time is illusion.
Yo. We about to jump in the rabbit hole. It's exciting.
Yeah, buddy.
No cursing.
Language.
Sir.
This bitch is really apologizing.
Jesus in here cussing. This is crazy.
Yo, this is crazy.
Jesus in here cussing.
Yo, I really felt like I was about to fall. Let me scoop this bitch up. Jesus is Lord.
Why you telling my bull Wi-Fi on live like that, yo? Everybody be posting my phone.
Gabe, stop asking. Check your phone.
I am. Thank you. That's what I was going to ask.
God damn it. Longhorn, come on, Longhorn.
No, go ahead, fall off. Get me. Yo, this shit is like an island of this motherfucker. We got to talk about this. I don't know who's in charge of this shit, but we're going to talk to them. Man. This bitch feel like we about to bungee jump. I told you when I first sat down, man, I felt like my nuts was going to be on camera.
Oh.
Nah, that's what it felt. That's what it felt.
Oh, man. Okay.
But, where we at with it?
Man, we start when you guys started.
We let it run for another toe, another deuce.
Share the live, everybody. Share the live.
Let's go!
You.
So, you go on your... So, if you see it on your home feed, your news feed, and you
go out there.
Yeah. You see where you got the option to share?
Safe.
Ooh, look at that.
And then you just put it on your...
Look at that.
The magic school bus.
Holy shit, Garrett.
So listen, Garrett, I know you motherfuckers. Everybody, I know you motherfuckers think that shit's hard. It's not. It's real simple to do that shit.
Good job, Gabe. Good job. I'm
proud of you, man.
Word.
Watch your mouth.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Gabe, watch your mouth.
You see a lot of big words I didn't understand? Don't take disrespect. Watch your mouth.
Last week I saw.
Oh, it's hard, you know, I mean, when the. That's all I see is a picture of this bitch. Like, yeah, who? Okay.
Oh.
Rough hands like Birdman.
This is Gabe. He was really getting real time information. Like he's not, like he's got this. He's got the audio in his left ear. He can hear it in his right ear. But the shit in the left ear is what's.
It is. And I'm also reading the caption. I'm like, this caption is everything. Can't even whisper.
Wow. I'm just happy. I'm just happy that niggas out here giggling and shit.
Man, that's been a while.
Lonely Saturday.
And Lonnie Moore is watching. Think about that, man. That's a real multitasker right there.
Hey, man, I try to do it, you know.
I'm watch this shit and speak on it.
And a comment.
And I'm waiting for a squabble.
I thought I heard me say I hate Twitter.
This motherfucker about to start already.
I'm waiting for the same in the caption.
Etiquette. Anyway, that being said, welcome back to Saturday Night with your Drunk Unks here, the Drunk Unks Podcast. I am Uncle Night Night, and to my left, but the nigga said he don't like sitting on the left, and that's 2 weeks, never mind. The nigga to the left.
Oh yeah, I've always been on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just noticed that, God damn it. I was on the right last week too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Uncle Rico, and this is Uncle Facts, and this is our show, and this is how it goes.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Yo. Hey, man. I'll give y'all a chance to get your groove going as far as a rant goes, unless you already got some.
Man, listen.
Oh, shit.
Somebody did.
Dang.
This rant is entitled Pom-Poms. Put the pom-poms down.
Okay, so much cheerleading.
So, ladies,
if
your friend is on some bullshit, and you know it, put the pom-poms down. Don't hype her up and do bullshit.
Go best friend. That's my best friend.
She gonna be back with that nigga later on tonight.
Facts.
Fellas, if you with your mans, right, and he's with his lady friend, whatever, and he give you that look of, like, shut the fuck up. That means shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Stop co-signing with her. Put the pom-poms down.
Oh, so
The pom-poms down.
There are some
Bugs Bunny, rah, rah, rah. Put them shits down, yeah? Mm. And take them fucking Christmas ornaments down.
Well, delicious. You want to get this shit. Yeah, like you was ready for that. Like I didn't know.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for that either.
Like, and then it seemed like it was getting like more and more intense, and I was like, oh shit.
That's a crazy topic though.
Let's put the pom poms down.
That's a crazy topic though, yo.
We could try and revisit it. I don't really want to do it right now. I feel like Twitty's in a real sensitive space with that. I don't want to be triggering.
No, I'm just saying, like, I think your friends and your buddies should know there's rules when you're in a relationship and something happened between you and your significant other. I think, see, we got something real simple. Gabe, what we do? And everything is shut down.
Stop talking.
Stop talking. It's over.
Shut up.
I don't care if you say something funny.
I don't
something
care.
Fucked up.
I don't care if you
something
right.
Serious.
Walk out
something
loud.
Deep.
It's over. It's over.
Stop.
Word, man.
Stop. That means right down. Now, in this moment, you, my friend, are not helping.
But what's crazy is that, Twitty, I'm glad you said that, though, yo. Because I've been thinking about this, right?
That's delightful.
Yo, what's crazy is that women, right?
Mm.
When women going through something, their woman friend will push the narrative, fuck that nigga. He ain't shit. Leave that nigga and everything.
Right?
Women do that all the time. Us men, if John going through something, let's talk about it, bro. How can we fix this? That's how men do it. Man, none of my circle never told one of us to break up and say, fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
That's cap. I've told a couple friends that, like, nah, nigga, let that shit go. It's over.
I mean, whoa. Oh, you missing it.
I'm about to say, I'm that friend. I'm like, hey, nigga, pack it up. Let's start anew.
I'm talking about
you can do bad.
I'm talking about some simple shit.
Oh, yo.
Simple shit.
Oh, shit.
Fuck that bitch. He ain't
Christian.
Shit.
Hey, man. Hey, Christian, stop. It's your birthday tomorrow. And I told you, man, I'll frame boil your ass. And I just saw your hairline tonight. Boy, you better stop playing with me.
Yo, E, what up, man? What's going on, my guy?
Stop playing with me. but nah, man, because, like, I mean, I get it, right? First of all, right? I don't know about y'all, but I don't even want to be around my friends when they call back and forth with their chick.
I mean, it could happen.
I know it could happen in some relationships. It probably won't in others that, you know, hide shit better. And then there are some relationships where it's like, oh, it's coming. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Because they're going to have Bobby and Whitney are here. Just want you to know.
Nah, but respectful relationships shouldn't even order for their friends.
First of all, right?
Okay.
Because one, you never want to, I would never want to put people in that position, right?
Shit, awkward, yeah.
It's awkward. But then what could happen is you could do some real damage, meaning you might think somebody was on your side and you find out that they not. Now you feel betrayed. Mm. Right. You know, you was saying all this crazy shit and your friend told you, like, nah, you wrong.
You wrong, bro.
And again, back to that.
Sneaky waving the finger.
If his lady asks you, right, don't.
Yo, but who's wrong, though?
She is first.
The lady, I mean, your girl or your boy?
Both of them, but she's...
She's ranked wrong because she asked them.
Right.
She brought him in. Right. Yeah.
If this happens to you,
you may be entitled to compensation.
I don't want to be in this, man. I'm not involved in this. Keep it simple. I'm not in this, yo.
Mesothelioma. You may be entitled to compensation.
Word up. It's Thousand Lures waiting to hear from you right now.
Bruh.
I'm glad I ain't never go through that.
Crickets.
It got
crickets. Crickets.
Oh, man. Let me stop.
Ain't nobody even go, ha! No, just.
Little drinky, that
nigga. But, so, last week, first show after about 16, 17 months.
Long delay.
You know?
Long delay.
Shout out to Uncle Rico. He turned himself in. He did his time.
Gave himself to the Lord. And now here we are.
He found Christ with a splash of Allah. And he got him about that thing.
Christ with a splash of Allah. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to Perot.
Nah, but, you know, how'd you guys feel?
Facts, B.
How'd you guys feel about last week's show?
It felt,
we'll start here.
It felt pretty good, man. Like, just to be back in the saddle, so to speak. You know what I mean? I had to get our rear legs under us again. You know, but, you know, when you do it like we do it, it don't take much time. It was, again, just us being us, doing what we do on a regular basis. Had a nice little audience, nice little after party.
Spicy.
I want to say that somebody was putting Molly in drinks, but I don't fucking know.
It got crazy.
It got crazy.
Listen, the after party was so lit. Uncle Night Night had no parts of it. My ass was tired.
He ran out.
I ain't run shit, bitch. I was like, bitch, first of all, I had to try to sit in the corner. So here's my rant. Before we get back into it, here's my rant. Look, niggas that's lazy or niggas that's broke or niggas that's inconsiderate. Treat you niggas in a certain scenario, right? So check this out, right? I'm sitting there, right? I'm exhausted, haven't eaten any food. I've been up since 3 a.m. It's roughly around 9 p.m. So I haven't eaten, and I've been drinking with these two niggas. And there's been a crazy day on top of the drinking. So the drinking is drinking. So I find myself, I go look at the menu. I was like, I need something to bounce back.
Some sustenance.
I'm like, yo. Let me get an order of mozzarella sticks. We out of mozzarella sticks. All right, I'm thinking salt. You know what I'm saying?
Some salt.
That's why I, you know, thought mozzarella would do it, right? Then I'm like, let me get the fried shrimp. We ain't got no more fried shrimp. Now.
Where was you at again?
The same place we was at. So now I'm like, the next thing I see is nachos. I'm like, let me get some nachos. Now, the nachos are presented to me. Almost did something we could have said pause to. The nachos were presented to me, and I turn around, right? I open up the nachos. Here come Uncle Drew.
Man.
Yeah. How much them drones run you? He's like, you probably gonna get full, so you know, he might as well, you know what I mean, slide me. Bruh! I mean, I'm in the fight of my life right now. I ain't even got the time to argue with you. Just let me eat my fucking nachos. And then 20 hit me with the, hey, he might as well save me some of them. Word. Nigga, I just wanna eat beef right now. I am in the fight of my life. Leave people alone when they drunk eating. They are, that is a serious situation. Leave them, if they invite you to the food, come on down. But don't invite yourself, man, because when you fucked up, this could very well be the last fucking supper. So
so that's why you left early, to protect your nachos?
Nah, I left early.
Oh, sorry. Shit. I'm not. Well, the car.
Nah, I still, look, listen.
He went to the car, ate them motherfuckers.
No. Them Jones was husky and heavy, so that would have been real. That'd been real messy in the car. I wouldn't do that to myself. Walking to the car, cheese stain here, salsa over there, pieces of beef. Yeah, this is where my car go.
There was nacho chips and shit.
But how you think the show last week went, brother?
I mean, it was a great show until
until
I made a little boo-boo, however you want to call it. A little mishap. It happens. You know what I mean? I talk a lot. I talk fast. So things like that happens a lot.
So
a lot of people didn't catch it, though.
So you talk fast and your brain got a process.
Wait. My brain got a process.
Wait. You said a lot of people didn't catch it?
Shit. The whole comments on the live were pause.
I'm about to say, you mean the people who didn't see it? You catch it? Because that's about the only people.
Hey, man.
Oh, no.
Mistakes happen, man, to the best of them, man.
Yeah.
That was a big mistake, though, but hey.
It's crazy work.
Other than that, yo, it was a great show. I had fun.
Yo.
I had a great time, yeah.
Yo.
Oh,
Gabe's brother with the drum.
Yeah, he killed it.
Yo, he killed it, yo.
Yeah, he was killing.
Yo, my boy.
Because the DJ was playing. He was playing.
Fuck, just said classic. Yo. So, yeah. Other than the pause of 2024, I think you might got that title. Right now, you are in the league. You are in the league.
Yeah.
It's your belt to lose.
Damn. I don't want that.
First place.
I don't want that championship.
As Drake said, Uncle Pause.
I still keep thinking about that. Bro.
That shit haunt my boy. Like missing the wide open touchdown catching the Super Bowl.
Like, yo, I'm like,
Scott Norwood ass nigga.
How the fuck did I pause after that fucking word, yo?
Players fuck up like fuss.
Somebody must have called my name or something, yo. In the audience. We had a live audience. Somebody must have said, Uncle Facts. And I was about to answer them. So, you know what I mean? Cut me off. That's what I'm going to stick with that, yo.
Yeah. Hey, man, we're gonna challenge the play.
Yeah, in the same commercials, be like, call in the red flag.
Yeah, I went back and watched that.
Let's run back and film and see. Are you went back and watched it?
I had to. I wanted to see what made me pause like that.
Oh, you were trying to figure out the frame of mind.
I was trying to figure out what happened. What was I looking at? Who was I looking at, yo? But I think, somebody had called my name. I'm convinced. Somebody said Uncle Facts. And I stopped. And I said,
I know who called you.
Ooh.
It was Lonito.
He
was letting you know, I'm here, nigga.
Yo, I don't think I seen Lonnie at all last week. I think Lonito came in the door.
Lonnie was there for the setup. But about 15 minutes in, Lonito just slid on in there.
But how come everybody that went to the restaurant prior came in there shit hammered?
Because they had them big-ass margaritas.
They put something in the margaritas, yo.
Word. Everybody that came from there came on some shit.
Except for you.
Because I left her. I got out of there.
Yeah, except for you. But everybody
was. Yo, Mary, what's going on, my guy?
Real quick, before I talk about last week's show, I seen John Evans was on. Just want to shout out him and Danita and the three guys in the background who are there, too. I won't say their names. Shout out to them at the Bay Dreaming podcast.
Bay Dreaming.
They got a live show coming up this Friday. We'll put the information on our page.
Make sure y'all check them out, y'all. Okay, please check them out. Yeah.
It's the spot where our very own Lit Nephew was doing some of the open mics. So I'm gonna try to get out there. I think it says starts at 7 p.m. this Friday. So I'm gonna be I'm gonna be in the building, and it's a place you can bring your own bottle. So that's like
well,
score
sold.
Be in here.
Sign me up.
So Quaddy's in the black.
Quaddy's gonna be performing "Losing Love." He just dropped visuals for that not too long ago.
It was dope. It was dope.
You know what I mean? I told him, I was like, you know, I was comparing, I think was it Lonely? It was another video he had. I was like, your acting chops, they're getting better. I said, I'm sitting there, like I'm like complete dickhead when we watching this video. I'm like, yo, I was getting Airbnb, nigga. Ain't no real crib. That shit say welcome home. Ain't no real person saying that shit. Ain't no light on nobody counter say welcome home. And it's your crib.
Hey, yo, Mayor, I'm gonna send it to you after the show.
I see. Uncle Killer watching.
Who?
Cam.
Oh shit.
Now
mean ass old bitch.
Fuck you, Cam.
Yo, the angry pop up is word. The greatest nickname for that nigga. Greatest. For me, last week, nigga, like I was sitting, it was me, Twitty, Dreads, and Karim. And I was like, yo, I said, about 4:30, I'm gonna say, fuck this shit and stop caring.
About what?
Because when we do live shows, I'm always like hyper concerned about everything. So, Even going into last week's show, I knew you was coming from somewhere else. Me and Twitty went on like a couple dummy missions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it wasn't dummy missions.
Dude. I mean,
it wasn't.
I'm only calling it a dummy mission because a couple stops, we weren't successful. So that's why I deem it a dummy mission. But, you know, but, bruh, it's like every time we do a live show, yo, it's, I told myself, after last week, I said, yo, I'm about to develop a podcast on the go bag for us. So that way, anytime we got it, boom, got the bag, we good. Got everything. All we need is like two things to hook up, and we're good.
But the live podcast is just dope. The energy is crazy, though, right? You don't get them that energy, that butterflies and them shit. You don't get that?
Nah.
I think after
let me say this.
It's like you're performing the shit. Like, you know what I mean? I get it.
I'm like hypersensitive trying to be, I'm like one of those niggas, I'm not a worrywart, but I like to be prepared for everything. So if I got, you know what I mean? I'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it. So
already ready?
You ain't gotta get
stay
ready.
You ain't gotta get ready. You know what I mean? So I'm one of those type of people. So, you know, a lot of times I got, for me to be successful at that, shit has to go really fucked up so I can figure out, okay, how to never let it happen again. But nothing like really crazy bad happened. But I found myself when I looked at the playback, I was looking, you know, critical of me. And I was looking and I was like, I wasn't in my pocket yet as I was looking at it in the beginning. And then maybe about like halfway through, I was like, okay, that's when everything started to,
I told you, it was like butterflies. You was nervous at first. And then after you get hit with that jab, oh shit, I gotta fight this motherfucker.
And then I was like,
oh, this nigga wanna fight.
So me,
okay.
So people who follow me, I made a post for Dreads last Sunday, right? And I was like, you know, I appreciate you, brother. And I made that post because there was times where I was kind of like losing my way, but Dreads was sitting right there, and somehow when I would look at him, I would kind of bounce back. So, you know what I mean? So it was like, it was definitely good just to get back in practice of it, because I don't know about y'all, but I was missing the shit.
Definitely.
I was missing the shit to the point I was about to start offering my services. Who need a co-host for today?
I got you today. I got you. Nah, man. I say like I wouldn't say it was like butterflies. It was just like, just trying to get back in the swing of the motherfucking thing. Like, you know what I mean? Again, cause like we was running around all day. You know what I mean?
So he was just bobbing and weaving, not jabbing.
about the first 20 minutes.
Whoa, shit, chill, man.
Nah, my shit wasn't even vibing. My shit was broken. The punches was hitting me. I was bleeding already. Yeah, yeah. You motherfuckers are too much.
Also, shout out to everybody who shared the post. We did numbers. I mean, I ain't gonna say that I know that we do numbers, but like, I didn't think it was gonna be like that, and it's still running up. So, big shout out to y'all for tuning in, sharing, commenting, the live audience,
and all of our fans who have been missing us via YouTube and Spotify.
YouTube channel is coming, but it's already up. But I'm about to upload all the old shows. I'm gonna say you can go back and go watch any old episodes. Do that because we need that. So yeah.
Thank you. So in the midst of the 16 months we were off,
shit.
You know, we had to get some things together.
No, Michi, no.
You going out.
No. You take your little brother out for his birthday. You take him to the strip club and buy him a couple lap dances like a real big brother should. And you keep that shit moving.
Meme of the year.
Anyway, man, you fucking my flow up, nigga. You know, we doing something. also,
going on, Andy.
This coming week, it is Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah. Ooh.
Next Sunday. Yes, don't really give a fuck about who wins.
Yeah.
Don't care at all.
That's just about where I'm at with it.
But I don't want to see the Chiefs win.
But I don't want to see the Niners win either. Like, if this shit could end in, like, a draw, and everybody just, the world just fall
on
it.
I got more fucking fucked up Niner fans on my Facebook page than Chiefs fans, so I'm rooting for the Chiefs.
Man, fuck KC and fuck Pat Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and fuck Taylor
Swift. I know why you mad.
Fuck Taylor Swift, all right?
Bro.
Thoughts and views expressed by Uncle Rico do not reflect that.
It's me, goddamn it,
don't bring her fans beef with us, bro. We don't want that beef.
I'm not fucking with Swifties. I'm not fucking with the Beehive.
I done went on motherfucking Twitter and said, fuck you, Taylor Swift. Fuck Taylor Swift.
We don't want that beef.
I'm fucking tired of seeing motherfucking Taylor Swift. I'm fucking tired of seeing her. She get more airtime than the motherfucking game. Fuck Taylor Swift. How come Kelce mom don't get all that motherfucking airtime?
Because it's an old lady. That's why.
20.
She birthed one of the best linemen ever, one of the best tight ends ever. And you worry about Taylor motherfucking Swift.
And that fucking rap be her daughter-in-law.
It might be.
Nah, man. Listen now.
Fuck Taylor Swift.
Here's something, first of all, right? Here's something that's important. Travis Kelce, don't fumble this bag. You're getting kind of long in the tooth. Don't fumble this ball. You stay with Taylor Swift, your life after football is probably going to really skyrocket. I kind of like his odds beforehand, but...
Bro, I like him and his brother when he's talking about it. They got a life outside of football.
Oh, I'm talking about when I say life, I'm talking about after to retire. I'm telling Travis Kelce, don't fuck up this relationship.
Because you could transition
into your next career.
All right, Jules.
You could transition into your next career very well with Taylor Swift as your wife.
I mean, yeah.
By the way,
it makes sense.
No disrespect to that wonderful sister he was with either.
Oh, they said fuck the sister.
Make sure y'all stay in tune. Coming very soon, Drunk on Sports, hosted by Julian the Flach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Sunday, we're going to actually debut that right here on our page.
Yeah.
You know, we got these lovely, let's just say the wardrobe's going to be really nice.
Uncle Knight, he did that shit.
Yeah, this whole ass nigga ain't come up here yesterday like he told you was. I had his in the car, but now I ain't even in my car. Can't even give it to him.
Nah, fuck him, yo. He had my shit on today. he sent me a picture of my jersey on. Motherfucker, I should hit his ass right now.
Sir, first of all, these stools high as hell.
Hold up, man. Hold up. Yeah.
I don't know what Uncle Facts is talking about, ladies and gentlemen.
What's what he has said?
Look at this sports.
Oh, you left that out.
Word. I left it in Jules' car.
Yeah, you old dickhead.
Word. 20 ain't shit, yo. Word is born. 20 ain't shit, yo.
Yo, you the worst at that, bro. You the worst at that shit.
Listen.
Like, if I'm going to give you something, I got to, like, give it to you before you start drinking and before you leave the house.
Yeah.
Because if you ain't at home and you're there's a beer in your head, yeah, that's not gonna
be. Bro, listen, me and Jules went to Delaware, had a couple of drinks, and
had it on back.
Had it on back to the barn. Had a lot of more drinks at the barn. And then Jules dropped me off, and I just left it right on the seat. Shit happened, bro.
He was like, yo, get some lawn. Like,
and so you put it on before I did, motherfucker.
Man, that sucks.
Fuck?
Oh, this is the show about you.
Yo, that shit mad comfy, son.
Yo, you got a nice one.
Yeah, you got a nice one. This shit banging, too. But I'm going to leave here and go straight to John's. We're going to fix this.
We're going to balance these motherfucking scales, nigga. Don't think shit's sweet.
That's square, nice, too.
Square these books up real quick.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You got to square the books up. Otherwise, you know, it's going to be problems.
But, yo, where we at with it, yo? What we doing with it?
Man, we do whatever, man. It's our motherfucking show.
Yo, let's talk about this motherfucker, right? This chick, right?
Okay.
Now, tell me if the chick room or the guy room. First date. So they met, just like talking on social media and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So they chose to have a first date.
Hey, cousin.
When they got on the first date, the conversation started. So it was conversating. And then the guy said, choke or smack? Which one would you prefer? She went off on him. Date was over. She called him all kind of ignorant motherfuckers. Like, he not a gentleman. He not a... Like,
where
said
the was the date at?
I don't know where the date was at.
I mean,
but what I'm trying to say, so what we're saying is,
it's giving Applebee's.
Oh, Applebee's, yeah, you can't say anything about
Applebee's. Yo, so she saying that it's inappropriate to talk like that on the first date. That's what she's saying. What do you think the guy was wrong?
First of all, when he said choke or smack, what exactly was he referring to?
Okay, check this out. He said choke or smack, right? So when she snapped and also go wild and everything, they asked him what was going on. Like he said, I wasn't sexual with nothing. It was nothing about sex. She took it as sex. But they asked him what it was. He walked away. He never said, what it mean then?
God damn it. This story has so much potential. The word, fuck? Like, I thought this nigga was about to say crazy shit.
Right then.
For the first date.
First of all, right, I won't say it's the first date. So if you with an inappropriate motherfucker, you need to realize this is going to be life.
Big energy.
You know what I'm saying? So that's one thing. Like, you should, you know, it's the first date. It's a fucking interview. Just listen to what the motherfucker say and just take notes.
But I don't think I would say that, yo. Because I was raised a little different, yo.
First of all, I still don't know what choke, what he was, what reference.
Man, you know what choke or smack mean? You want to be choked or smacked? Come on, John, you know what I mean? When have you ever heard somebody say choke or smack?
That nigga was being freaky, bro.
Word, he was seeing where her head was at.
My boy was trying to line his night up, bro. The nigga was like, yeah, let me get to the bottom of this. Before I get this motherfucker Rudy Tooty fresh and fruity, let me...
He got straight to the point. Yo, why beat around the bush? I guess that's what he was saying. Choke or smack.
Jumped out the window.
What I'm trying to figure out is, if a motherfucker is talking like that, how did this date take place? Like, did he DM you and say, meet me for food or something?
She kept saying it was the first date. So the first time they met each other. It's the first time they seen each other.
Now, you say it was a blind date, and y'all got set up by some people, I'm like,
it's like first date. I'm thinking like, yo, like,
a lot of people told me you was a freak. No, I'm just trying to see what's going on there.
A lot of people don't date anymore. I don't hear
they
people
ain't
say
never
they
had that done before. I'm not seeing that anymore.
I don't hear people say they go on dates, though. So, I don't really know what
they... I think people still go on dates, but I just feel like the approach is so much more different now. You can literally, do you remember what it was like when you seen a girl that you really liked and you were fucking nervous?
To ask her out.
Nah, not even just to ask her out. Just if it's a girl you really like and you just see her, you just might get nervous, or anxious because you just like them so much. You fuck around, you might stutter, trip. You seen the shit in the TV show, they knock some shit over.
Like the Tevin Campbell song, right? That's what he was singing about.
That nigga was singing about stalking that bitch.
Yeah, I was about to say stop.
Yeah, stop.
No, when he said, when he said, he,
nah, We're going to let Tevin go.
He been like a baby, and then he remember the song? What the fuck was that?
Can we talk?
Can we talk? Yeah.
He was talking about stalking.
But he said when he went to go say something to her, he fumbled. Like John was saying. Like,
that nigga was down the block.
Jordan said the same thing. When I see you, I forget what to say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So what I'm saying, I say that because, like, you know, for you to get past that nigga, for lack of a better term, your nuts had to drop. You had to, like, man up and talk to this girl if you liked her. Now you can just send her a message.
I get what you're saying.
Messages,
I get what you're
saying. And then the thing about messages is,
it go down in the DM.
The thing about messages is this, right? How I type, what I mean when I type something might not be how you interpret it when you read it.
Mm-hmm. That's facts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Definitely facts.
Bro, like, this is when, like, yo, you're not going to meet a motherfucker from this generation now. And we're never going to call one of these niggas a smooth talker. Oh, he's a smooth texter.
Word. Inbox Ben.
His text game. Sharp.
Bro. Twitter things. Like, when he starts, when he use both thumbs, oh, he's on.
That's Gabe, yo. That's Gabe. Gabe killing that shit. Like, God damn.
Turn your motherfucking sounds down.
No, the worst.
Master texter.
When you around somebody and they arguing with the other, and they, when they fucking texting though,
bro, I remember.
Why everybody else screen, bro?
I don't text like that, yo. I'm about to call you. That's squabbling the shit out. Fact. Fuck that text. I ain't squabbling no text.
I will call somebody in a minute because you don't know how many messages I get where I'll be like, what you mean by that? Like, I need you to, it can be like a regular statement, but I need to know exactly what word you meant by it.
This text ain't doing it.
Because
this text ain't doing it.
Because if I reply with how I'm taking this shit, this shit about to go crazy.
This can go far left.
Bro, that's why I said, bro, when I'm texting somebody or going squabbling with somebody, I can only squabble so much with Messenger, bro.
He said Kev
texts with pinkies. Oh, that's a slow and steady. All right. H-I.
So that exclamation means, point. That means that send. Grammar's good then. If you text him.
This nigga.
Period. Capital.
This nigga Kev texts like Mace talk. Slow as hell. Yo, bruh, I'll just be giving a nigga material. I'm shout out my business.
Shout out to motherfucking Shop Talk, too, man.
Word. They said they about to get it back popping.
Hey, yo, Shop Talk telling me they about to get it back popping. Y'all niggas is giving me real, like, Dr. Dre detox vibes. Y'all niggas been telling me this shit. Got it all lined up, bro. When we hit you.
Yo, Angel, you know what you're right. She's like, yo, so back in the day.
I know.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Ooh. That was crazy work. That's why we so smart and we so sharp.
That's why. That was back then. Listen, back then, that's why it was really called a text message. You ain't going to get no sentence. You'd be like, yo.
It was supposed to be short. Yeah.
Yo, what? Sup? Yes. Yo,
keep
we
it
out?
Short.
We out? No. Yes. Hell yeah. That's it. But,
Shout out to T9 and the motherfucking T-Mobile Sidekick. The first one that had a keyboard on.
Bruh, you imagine.
Hey, fuck the world up, bro.
First of all, you imagine you clicking that bitch and your shit say G when you was trying to get the H and shit. Gather game day.
Hey, bro, to me, it fucked the world up. There's so many soft-ass motherfucking niggas that be talking shit on Messenger and motherfucking
word
on Facebook, man.
T9 changed the game.
Texting their ass off. In real life, bitch, you ain't doing all that shit, yo. You not running your mouth that long. Before somebody punch you in your mouth. You already know. Stop playing.
Yes.
You texting paragraphs and everything. Nigga, fuck out of here. Somebody would have been popping you. On the second sentence, motherfucker, you been hit. Fuck out of here. All these fucking Facebook gangsters, yo.
Third word. That nigga sounded mad triggered tonight.
No. You don't be seeing my brother on the timeline and be popping mad shit, bro.
I ain't even gonna hold you.
That texting shit, crazy work.
I don't even pay attention to that
Twitter
shit. Because these niggas be wild.
They be wilding.
Word.
They be in the crib, in the bed, tucked in, texting. Talking crazy, though. Bro, talking like a gangster.
Robo boys, whippers. Motherfucking a corn cob pipe and shit.
Yeah. Like,
bitch, I'll shoot you the fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
A glass of wine.
Dexter 268. No, bitch. Fuck your mom.
Yeah.
And let me tell you about the slut she really is. Attach photo.
Baby, can you please pass me the wine?
Well, that should be crazy, though. Be crazy.
William, why are you still in here? It's fun, darling.
These guys were popping.
It's not like you and I are going to have a good time tonight.
Texas gangsters.
Yo, man, what's going on? Wishing you a speedy recovery, man. I see you're doing well, though.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
All right, I'm lying offline, but you know, I don't put my business out there. What I'm about to say.
my dog.
Now, I got a question for y'all.
All right.
Obviously, outside the greatest podcast ever, ours.
No disrespect.
Respectfully. That's just my opinion.
And yo, listen, that's another thing, John. Opinions, yo. Stop getting mad at somebody's fucking opinion. Stop getting fucking mad.
Like, first
it's
of
a
all,
fucking opinion.
Stop trying to change somebody's opinion. Like, yo, you want to talk about a dummy mission? Oh, that's a dummy mission.
Word.
You just be like, bruh, that shit just sound exhausting trying to talk about it. Like, bruh, come on. Hey, bro, you can't convince me. So what, you think the sky is blue? It's green to me, bitch. That's it.
I'm walking away from you. You say some dumb shit like that.
I'm just saying.
I know.
You know. But
I'll probably stay squabble for like a couple paragraphs.
I'll
go back and forth for a little bit.
Now, when you say green, you talking about green is blue or blue is green?
Never going back down from a squabble.
Nah, I don't back down from squabbles. Unless I start getting mad. When I'm mad, I don't want to talk. There's nothing to talk about.
Bitch, you doubling down, then. I stand on business now. Nigga.
I don't want to talk. My bag, I apologize. Nothing to talk about no more.
So not necessarily, John. But opinions in general are dumb, trash, and stupid. Wow, okay.
First of all, that is like, that is some shit. You know how that nigga is. That nigga will argue you down about that shit. I've seen it.
Yo, when him and Lonnie get together, man, it's always like.
Well, we talk about real shit, though.
Yeah, I'm talking about
everything.
A lot of shit.
Y'all just talk about real shit.
Yeah, we talk about everything. No, we don't talk about no dumb shit, stupid shit.
And sometimes the real shit ends up in stupid shit. I've been there. I was there. I've seen it a couple times. I'm not saying it's not good.
Listen, great squabbles, yo.
Listen, I'm not saying it's not good verbal cardio. I get it.
I be on my jump rope and shit, you know what I mean? I'm sitting in place, you know what I mean? Getting ready, like.
Babe, what are you training for?
Dress coming over.
Saquon said he'd be here by 6. Got something for his ass tonight. Think shit's sweet.
Squab all night.
Mm-hmm. Listen, if you seen last week's episode, when Taliba was talking, he was waiting to respond. You started stretching. That's how you'd be waiting for Dres. Yeah, bitch. Yeah.
Nah, but man, Dres in the same boat. We just on different pages. But we on the same boat.
That nigga said with the Rocky music playing. Boom, boom.
Greatest workout song ever in history, period. Hands down.
Yeah. That's good. Yo.
What's better? What's better?
Yo, for a song.
I don't know better. First of all, I'm like
1A. First of all, you.
First of all, song, the song,
we,
the song
I'm
is,
tired. That's what I'm going with. I'm going with it.
No,
Rocky was training for the.
You talking about Rocky music?
When he trained for the Russian.
You hear that boom, boom, da da da.
No, not that one.
Not that one?
I'm talking about the one. The Eye of the Tiger when he trained for the Russian in the snow with the wood and shit.
That was.
Come on, man. That's the greatest song ever, bro.
Yeah, Rocky wasn't ever saying back to that fight.
I'm just saying, man.
Next thing you know, Rocky fighting Tommy Morrison in the middle of the street.
One more round, Tom. One more round.
Nah, man, that Russian really fucked him up, man.
Word, yo.
He ain't get his shit back together after that.
Rocky CTE was retarded after that.
Yeah.
Nah, he.
That little brother.
See, they trying to give it to the white boy, man. Mr. T did that shit. Clubber Lane did that shit.
He started.
Yeah, word.
He started.
That nigga was killing our cast.
Listen.
Clubber Lane will fuck the Russian up, period.
First of all,
That's all
I'm,
that.
I'm if mad. He dies. Look, I'm mad we never got that fight in some sort of fashion.
Word! That we needed that fight.
Like, I needed, even at the end of Rocky IV, right? You just seen Mr. T make an appearance like, Drago, pain. You know what I mean?
Bro, Mr. T, well, let's stop saying Mr. T. Let's show Clubber Lane some respect. He threw five right hooks as a heavyweight faster than the motherfucker. Bow, bow, bow. And he landed all five of them. How, Sway?
What is your prediction for the fight?
Pain.
Pain. That nigga didn't say.
Do you hate my boy? No, I don't hate him. But I'm going to hurt him real bad, though.
I ain't going to lie to you. If I heard a nigga say some shit like that, I might be thinking about some shit, man. I don't know if this is the one. This not. I'm already the champ. I can fuck that. I just broke my hand in training.
Yeah, pinky broke hand. Can't do it. Nope. Be like, shout out to Rocky. Yeah,
but
yeah, I'm fucking Rocky, man. Adrian, that's a whole different story.
But what I wanted to ask y'all was, you know, outside of this incredible podcast that we do, what are some of your other podcasts that you listen, watch, follow, whatever?
Horrible Decisions. And it's spelled with a W.
I got that, by the way you pronounced it.
Horrible Decision.
What the fuck is that about?
That sounds crazy, though. I would click on that. I'm
Googling it, trust me.
It's a rabbit hole, don't do it.
Well, I love rabbit holes, bro. That's my... Well, every day I look for a rabbit hole.
Horrible Decisions. Them two chicks is crazy on that motherfucker.
Is it black chicks, white chicks?
Black.
Okay.
When they say a horrible decision,
horrible.
So, horrible.
Yeah.
I'm not kicking on. I don't want to hear that dumb shit.
Well, I'm still clicking because this should be entertaining.
I don't want to hear that shit. I want to hear what a whore is talking about. Answer, right? Why the fuck I want to hear what a whore talking about? A whore?
Do I smell a whore? Yo.
There's nothing I can learn from the whore.
This nigga man, he laughed too loud. That nigga went, ha! We are now filming live in front of a studio audience. Yo. But, okay, outside of the whores and their decisions, Twitty, any other ones you...
Drink Champs, of course.
Yeah. Drink Champs right now for me is a great show when... You know, like if I was going on a road trip, Drink Champs is it.
That shit 2 hours easy.
You can get a 2-3 hour episode. You'd be locked in, you know. Next thing you know, you're down in motherfucking D.C.
I fuck with it. I fuck with Drink Champs.
Oh, no, I do too. It's very, I fuck with them from the beginning.
Public opinion, man. Shout out to my friend.
I want to say.
Balls, bro, and everything, man.
You said public opinion?
Mm-hmm. I want to say Joe Rogan, but certain episodes, if that makes sense. I don't fuck with everyone is episode because of like
some
me.
Some shit just
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I'll be tuned in when it's if it fit the criteria. Man, god damn, I done fucking screwed another word up, yo. But yeah, I fuck with Joe Rogan, yo, on something.
Nah, hey, Lon, you did good. You did 47 minutes, man.
47 minutes?
Yeah.
Before I fucked up?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, all right, that's what's up.
Of course. High IQ basketball with Brian Isley and Raymond Bird.
Fuck Brian Isley. I fuck with Bird. Yo, Bird.
I knew that was coming.
Cause y'all I've been trying to fight this nigga for years, man. He don't want to fight, bro. He want to get in the ring, bro. And yo, I'm not gonna vote with Bonnie. We talk about with the gloves on.
Squabbling with the gloves.
Squabbling with the gloves on. Cause I'm gonna be talking shit while I'm hitting you.
Hey, both of y'all niggas in y'all 40s, boy.
Oh, it's gonna be crazy.
If one of y'all niggas hurt yourselves in this sparring match, oh, it is over.
No, this as they say now, exhibition.
Fight's not official till after the fourth round.
We might be 1 minute rounds, yo.
One 1 minute round.
3 1 minute rounds, yo.
Ding! Give it all you got. anything other than Joe Rogan?
The Lit Podcast.
The Lit.
It's called the Lit Podcast.
Say pause.
I ain't say lick. Nigga, I said lick.
I almost thought you did say lick every little bit. Yo, my nigga.
I did catch Autumn Live one night. Got
a word?
For a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. I gotta get back on.
Like, she only goes on Facebook like once every like.
Oh no, I don't. When I catch Autumn, I'm on like Instagram or Twitter or something. Like, I've never like.
Call her
when I see Autumn on Facebook, I get nervous. I'm be like, oh man, it hacked my nigga.
Shout out to Autumn, man.
The Lit Life Podcast, man.
Big dog.
I tell you, man.
Did you see?
I have a really fond appreciation for Autumn and the Lit Life Podcast, because that was like when we first started. That was like somebody we met who was nowhere near us. We were not regionally located.
Yeah, that's
we didn't have mutual friends or none of that type of shit. Word. She literally stumbled across the content and liked it and fucked with it. Word. And then we collaborated, and we haven't done it in a while.
She flew in.
That was crazy. Cool. She's from Ohio, but is in Atlanta now, and she literally, you know, she came out.
Word.
And brought some Kvassie, because she was really heavy on the yak back then.
Was heavy on the Kvassie, yo.
And then the crazy part is, when I went to Atlanta last year, right, ironically, she was back in Ohio, and she was like, yo, where y'all staying at? And I kind of told her, I was like, yo, we ain't far from the Falcon Stadium. She was like, oh, I'm going to go down there. I said, oh shit. I started looking at that.
Abort mission.
Y'all niggas got me.
She said she don't go down there? Was
in
back?
That area. So
we got a Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Oh.
Bro, the funniest shit ever, yo. Bro. We got to the crib, right? You know, you get settled, rooms, beds, whatnot. Boom. I'm like, all right, well, you know what time it is now. We on vacation. We going to the liquor store. Bro, when we pulled up to the liquor store, now, the house he was in, the house was nice. It was like, pretty much, it was a house that was in the hood that got the new paint job, probably got some new flooring put down and shit. But it looked very elegant in the house. I won't say elegant, that's too much props. But it looked very nice in there.
Eloquent.
Now, the outside, you know, I saw the red clay, you know, like the red clay dirt and shit. Mm-hmm. That was cool and whatnot. Now, the yard at the crib was not very eye candy at all. It was terrible.
Spotty.
No, it was terrible. We did have an upstairs balcony, but this is what I knew, right? All those things I just mentioned were things that you're like, fuck it. You're not really, whatever. Mm-hmm. This is when I got nervous. I said, yo, I found a liquor store. It's 1.2 miles away.
1.2 miles. So you can walk there.
Technically walk.
Okay.
We pulled up to that bitch. That bitch had like fencing all over the windows. As soon as we got out the car, Cam was like, I smell weed. This nigga done found somebody to buy weed from. We in that bitch. All the liquor behind the car. I said, yo, we is in the fucking hood. I said, yo, we in the fucking hood. I said, oh, nigga. Now I got to sleep. I got to sleep away from the window now. I thought I was going, you know, get a breath. Now I got my feet by the window in case something get crazy. Outside of our podcast, I find myself, me personally, I check out a lot of podcasts, you know. And, you know, sometimes I give people's podcasts a free trial, meaning, like, you know, I'm going to watch your reels. If your reels seem interesting, then I'll commit to a whole episode. But I think, like, we mentioned Drink Champs, but I like, faithfully, I kind of watched The Pivot. That's with Ryan Clark, Channing Crowder, and Fred Taylor.
That's a dope.
I like that show for a couple reasons. One, it's a three-man show. So it's always good to see another three-person show and they get tips and tricks on what to do by looking at others who do some of your same craft. I also like it because the show, even though you have three former football players there, it's not a sports show.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think it's a really dope show. I'm really, really down with that one. I know Lonnie got a complicated relationship with this dude, but I fuck with the R&B Money podcast. That's Tank, J Valentine.
Ah.
See, yeah, told you got a complicated relationship.
Bro,
I fuck with that show.
Almost as crazy as now.
I'm like, glad you got it. Don't do it. We like, are we out here?
Your brain's processing that.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yes. Only in 60 minutes.
I'm glad it's Tito's and not fucking
tequila.
Word.
But I fuck with that because.
But I found the joint. It was fresh and fit.
Okay.
Fresh and fit.
Nigga, you said lit.
Fresh and lit.
Fresh and lit. Okay. Cool. I'm about to say, bro.
That's the bull. Is what?
Fresh and fit.
Oh, it's fit. It's fit then. My bad. I fucked up again then. It's fresh and fit. Gabe knew it. Gabe watching.
Okay. Well, yeah. Now, listen. Yeah. Now we know what your job is. You're the fact checker. You're fact checker 2.0. Because the other nigga got.
Leon.
He got.
Your services are no longer needed in the community.
What the back, bam, and the back, pause, gosh, boom. What the fuck is that?
I only see the reels in the show.
Bro, I only see the reels.
When he start flaming the woman.
Flaming him, like, oh my.
Now, granted, his style's a little crass because you're really just talking and hurry up putting effects before anybody can really respond. But when he go at him, it's the 100 hand slap.
He Honda. But I like him too, though.
I like the reels. I haven't seen an actual full episode to see what somebody does after that happens. But for what they're doing in that sense, when you watch like a minute reel, oh, that shit's gold to me.
Julian LaFleur says, fuck Jesus Wilkins.
That's why I'm going to bless your home.
Yo, bro, what's good, man? We got a link, bro. Again, shout out to the Public Opinion Podcast. You know what I mean? We gonna link up, bro.
Public Opinion? Mm-hmm. That sounds dope. That's catchy.
And like, the way they
I'm going to click on that. If I was scrolling through podcasts and I saw that,
like, Public Opinion, a lot of members, but yeah. They rotate who on the show every week. You know what I mean? Like, that shit dope.
Okay.
I was a part of a little think tank for a show where it was going to be something like that. It was going to be dope. But never came to fruition.
You about to do what?
It was, okay. Somebody else told me they had show very similar to that.
Okay.
With the rotating guests, because that way it didn't put no burden on anybody to have to be there every week. You just rotate, but as a group, you do a group episode, and then you just boop, 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 boop. It's kind of like the Wu-Tang. You know? All nine members.
You only gonna get meth.
And then, now when you got nine members, oh shit, well, Meth and Ray, y'all go to Cali for promotion. Ghost and you guys, y'all go to Chicago. This is going to be in Atlanta. We're going to go here to Miami.
That's right. Share the live, bro. Share the live, man.
I still see fuck Jesus walking on my timeline.
Who said that?
Jules. I couldn't like unsee it. Like I was like, he was like, share the live. I was about to say thanks. And I said, fuck Jesus walking. God damn it. Oh, man. But yeah, I'm outside of the pivot. That dude, he's dope too in the R&B Money Podcast. I watch those probably the most consistently. One, the pivot has a really good release schedule format. You know, they'll do a show with a big guest, and then they'll make sure they do a show with just the three of them. Mm. And you know, sometimes when you do interview format shows, your show becomes boring without someone for you to interview. But I think they've done a wonderful job still making good quality content when it's just them. And that's really like the bread and butter. Like for us, like if we don't have somebody on every week, it's up to us to create and distribute these wonderful jewels and information and
laughs. When we get in the mayor, man.
I'll reach out.
The mayor of Coins Point or Pierce Group? Which one? I live at Coney's Point, yo.
You really want to talk to Coney's Point, man?
Yo, bro, reach out to me, bro. No, fuck.
Yeah, I thought so.
Reach out to me, bro.
I thought so. You fuck around. Fuck with you. You fuck around past that motherfucker right now, going home. Man, that motherfucker staring at me all hard, like he important. Yes, yeah, the mayor. Really?
Oh, shit. I ain't gonna use the mayor, bro. I don't even know who the mayor is at Coney's Point.
They want to be on the show, get interviewed Jamal Long, Salem.
Oh, yeah.
He came to the joint with Quadi.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, so he want to come on and talk, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Who he has been on the show before, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he was here by proxy then, but, you know, we can really sit down and chop it up.
Right.
And we can talk about some of those initiatives they're getting
going. You want to interview, he ain't pulling no fucking punches, all right? This is the interviewer. He ain't pulling no fucking punches. Have your shit together.
Better.
Oh, God.
I didn't have anything catchy to say. I was like, that's pretty good. I was fucking with you. You threw me off my square. I was like, ah, they're right. And then in my mind, I was like, yeah. Lonnie was like, yeah, they better. And I was like, oh, and I was like, yeah, oh, I'm going to sick Lonnie on you. And we all going to go down the rabbit hole, nigga. Let's see who make it out.
Yo, a lot of motherfuckers going to get everybody going to make it out the rabbit hole. Stay woke. Hey, man, can we get a shot together, man?
Oh, shit.
Hey.
I'm not doing that buzzer shit.
Hey, no.
That shit too.
Everybody out there, y'all got to grab a shot. Grab something. We're going to give y'all like 2 minutes to grab something. Yeah. People might got to go to the refrigerator. You know what I mean? Everybody 2 minutes to grab something.
I don't care
something.
How hard you think you're not going to be in the shot for this.
All my smokers, you know, light it up.
I saw an arm. Yep, I did. Your arm did come through. Just your arm, bro. That's it.
And Q has made his on-screen debut.
Listen, Gabe.
Yeah, you're fucking
hey. Gabe. You didn't already fit on camera. You missed it. Real
soon. You missed it.
Damn. Yeah, you went down to number two in the application. Damn. I told you, you're still number one. Look at you over there all daydreaming and shit. You'll be on your square, nigga.
You ain't on your pivot right now.
At all.
I got a question for you after we take this drink, too. It's about me?
Yo,
bro. Not you.
No, you just know.
That bitch looked up.
He got scared.
Yo,
I did.
Yo.
Time to go.
That nigga looked like a wide receiver catching the ball. See your brain. Like,
oh, shit.
Me? Give the ball to Johnny? No, wait. I'm Johnny.
Ready his little kid movies. All the time. No Giants.
Did you see Mos Def in the motherfucking boots?
No, what?
No, it's the fact that Brandon shared it is the one for me. And the nigga said, "Hey, yo, hip hoppers." I was like, "Oh man."
But yo, why Dice tripping on Eminem like that?
Oh, you talking about Benzino?
On him though, so like
it was not Dice. Dice has a net. Benzino
had a call.
His neck retired.
We're back now.
Bruh, man.
Oh, are you ready for the next shot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't, that was more than 2 minutes, right?
Everybody out there, I can't say TV land anymore because I can't think of watch TV. Out there in cyberspace.
Ah.
Social media.
Ah.
In the house, just chilling. Or if you're live on Pandora listening to us. You know.
This nigga sounds like, what was my man name? The cartoon, the pink cat. It wasn't the Pink Panther, but the one who had like the little collar.
Snagglepuss.
Exit. Stage left. The good old Twitty Snagglepuss Jones.
Dashing.
This nigga is going crazy with these fucking jokes.
That Tito's not bad. Yo.
Sound went out because sometimes we record with Uncle Rico's phone. And for some strange reason, right? If you really Uncle Rico's friend, it's not hard to see what the fuck he is doing right now. It's very simple.
That means somebody's calling.
I already know who it was.
Oh. Okay.
Well, if it's that person, let me just take some of that bass that was out because it's not really like that. I was talking for the other people. Yeah, you good. You cool. I mean,
oh,
be
man.
Black. Be black. It's Black History Month. Chill.
Fuck you, Gabe.
So, all right, this is my question to y'all.
She said, ain't nobody calling that nigga.
So, this is my question to y'all, right?
I always get nervous when you do this shit.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, you should.
Swap this one out for this one?
Oh,
hell.
Spontaneous or prepared?
Huh?
Or what? Planned? Spontaneous or planned?
No, fuck that. You say that other word. That was much more entertaining. Now, hey, fact checker. We'll need you corrected. You correct what we ask you to correct.
You're right in line, buddy. You're right.
That nigga said spontaneous. I was like, whoa.
Bro, so the question.
Now we passed that. Over an hour.
And we got a half gallon. Within a half gallon.
Shit. Okay, so you said.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, right? Spontaneous.
Oh, the nigga just threw a mean cross, a little uppercut. It got me. It landed. That's what I'm talking about. That's my nigga right there, standing on business. I called it spontaneous. What the fuck is going to be a spontaneous?
What the fuck, y'all know what I'm saying? God damn, Gabe, help me out, Gabe. Help me out, Gabe.
He did. I just did like.
Spontaneous.
Okay, all right. Spontaneous.
Spontaneous sex or planned sex. Which one do you prefer?
First of all,
cause we all older men, right?
Listen. As much as I understand the notion of planned sex, spontaneous is by far the best. Because it comes out of nowhere. It's organic. It can be magical. Sometimes it can be fast. Sometimes it can be slow. You know what I mean? You never know which way it's going to go. It's spontaneous.
I agree. When I plan,
or as my nigga would say, spontaneous.
Spontaneous.
I agree. It's about playing shit. That shit never go right. Bruh. Never go right.
Bruh, like, listen, right? It's like, it's, when I try to plan shit, it's like a loose plan. It's like, what time you want niggas to be there? 1 to 7. That's how I'm planning. So what about at 1 o'clock? At 1 o'clock, that's the early go round. 7 o'clock, that's the niggas who gonna be here there till it's closing. You know what I'm saying? You gotta.
Hey, Nikki, I know a guy.
So, Tony, what you work rocking with?
Wait, whoa, wait a minute, hold on. There's a lot going on in these comments.
Oh, shit!
In reference to the spontaneous.
Oh, spontaneous.
Oh.
Spontaneous.
Okay, now, if you were going to, let's tell the game, let's play the game, you know what I mean? Let's tell the story, right? So, if you were to take, now in the comments, Nikki referenced blue chews. So if you were to take a blue chew, that's planned sex. It's gonna be spontaneous for your partner, but you planned it. You gonna hit her with the knock knock.
Guess who?
You I know you feel it.
Like, it's all over. Yo.
So yeah, so any type of sexual enhancement, that's like both, because that's spontaneous for the receiver, and it is planned for the giver.
Is it cheating?
If you want to take a blue chew and you want to go perform, I feel like that's not cheating. I feel like that's studying for your test. I feel like you're applying yourself. You know when the teacher says gives great effort in class, that's what they're talking about.
So if women can do the fucking vinegar bath shit to tighten their shit up,
ooh,
we should be able to pop a blue chew.
Mm.
It's fair game, right?
I never looked at it like that, Twitty. You wanted something.
Aha. Uh-huh.
You wanted something.
So no, it's not cheap.
Okay. So it's not like taking steroids, you know?
You can't prepare. It always comes back to like, I'm just fucked up in the head. It all comes back to some type of war. You know, y'all do this, we do this, and we doing this because we heard y'all doing that. And y'all doing that because y'all think we doing Jesus Christ.
Is the question prepared sex or spontaneous sex or planned sex?
Say prepared sex.
Yeah, you got a hell of a delay going on in your motherfucking head.
We didn't talk about this shit for like.
That was like 5 minutes ago. God damn. So anyway, it was spontaneous sex versus planned sex. So this is the part where you want to contribute? Because if you're going to contribute, you got
to
come.
So you stopped we that? To say that?
So you just, so you interrupted us to get an understanding on a question that you heard
he
5 seconds later.
So I asked the question. He stopped to repeat the question.
Yeah.
5 minutes later.
5 minutes later.
Is somebody in the comments asking, were we referring to spontaneous sex versus?
No, spontaneous.
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 Stand on business, nigga.
Stand on business.
yo, my man, yo, this is crazy. You're really that, trying to get involved now, like 10 minutes later. I'm fucking with you.
Giannis teams is
okay, so when you say 90% is playing, right? This is where the squabble going to come in. This is where the squabble going
to
come in.
Well, before we get to this, listen, right? Any man, well, I'm going to just use men, right? If a man want to have sex, right? Anytime he has sex, technically is planned. A planned on having sex today. Now, I didn't know it was going to happen at 7. I didn't know if it was going to happen at 3:30. I didn't know if it was going to happen at midnight. But I planned on
having sex. A man planned on having sex all day long. What are you talking about?
Most motherfuckers.
We thinking that all day.
Most motherfuckers.
It's not going to happen.
Listen, when people.
Y'all sitting there having dinner, and all of a sudden she say, hey.
Or all of a sudden, like, she in the kitchen cooking, she got boy shorts on. All of a sudden, she's like, wait a minute. Boom, you turn on.
I
don't want to say little Johnny got hard, but that sounds crazy. Because he's named Johnny.
My son name is Jeffy. Relax. Anyway, my nigga, yo.
But you see what I'm saying, though? Like, that's the difference between playing, though. You in the kitchen, she cooking, she got boy shorts on, walk past you, all of a sudden, like, whoa. And all of a sudden, wait a minute, stop that cook, turn that stove off.
You said spontaneous. Anyway, I lost.
Brian Isaac.
It's gone. That's spontaneous. That bitch was perfectly.
Yo, Brian Isaac, what's going on, bro? Lonnie said fuck you earlier in the show. So I'm pretty sure he ain't gonna tell you again.
Yeah, you missed it. What's good though, bro?
Spontaneous, man.
Yo, I actually fuck with spontaneous better. Spontaneous don't sound like, you know, what spontaneous. Spontaneous sound like, yeah, man, it was a spontaneous event, bro. That shit was crazy. You should have been there.
Charlie horse and everything, yo.
Bunch of random shit going on.
Word.
Yo, I ain't, man. We just went to that spot. What spot? Spontaneous, man.
Oh, yeah, John, what are you going to say, though, John?
Best club out there.
You just had to be here.
Yo, Brian Isaac said,
yo, you missed it.
Brian Isaac said, no, Johnny got hard as insane.
No. Fuck, man. It's happening all over again.
Oh, my chest.
Listen, I'm looking at Saquon's laugh emojis, and I'm just hearing his laugh in my ear. Hey, fucking yo. What the fuck, man? Yo, this is like, yo, oh my God, oh, this man is crazy.
Woo, spontaneous.
You about to do a remix, P. Diddy remix, yo?
Spontaneous.
He is. Take that.
Spontaneous. We are. Yo, that's crazy, yo. Oh, man.
Yo. Wikipedia. Nah, fuck that.
He said fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that. You about to copyright spontaneous, nigga.
Spontaneous, yo.
Spontaneous. Definition. Verb. Verb. Doing whatever the fuck feels right. Spontaneous. Use it in a sentence. Your last night was crazy. I got real spontaneous with a couple of chicks.
Like, yo, what you do? I don't remember.
It was spontaneous. You can't really talk about what you do when you spontaneous because it takes away from being spontaneous. You know what I'm saying?
But verb, you know what I meant.
You know, adjective.
You know what's going on.
You know what's going on.
Now, you know.
Yo, facts, bro. You said, y'all got to make a spontaneous skit now.
Yeah, man. Sometimes, man, you just be sitting in the kitchen and, you know, you're preparing dinner and your lady walks by and she looks nice. For those moments of spontaneous play, Blue Chew.
Yo, your boy said Myrtle Beach.
He said spontaneous sex is the funniest. He said definitely the funniest.
Myrtle Beach. That's when I said he wasn't corny. Remember I said he wasn't corny? He told me the story.
it was a wild time, man. See, that was before that all that texting shit. You know, you had to talk. Yeah, you had to ask the game.
And you had to be spontaneous to run up.
What? I think every young nigga is spontaneous. You spontaneous out of necessity. Because when you're young, you can't just buy a hotel room. You got to be spontaneous.
Like, look, my mom is working till 3.
Hey, Gabe, shut up. Gabe, you was the man down there. Yeah.
Ooh, spicy. Jack. Jack Tripper.
I wouldn't know because I wasn't there.
Hey, yo, I hope B's still on this bitch. You hear me say Jack. Yo.
Good old Jack Tripper.
Sup?
He said we got a rat.
We got a rat.
Bitch, that was 30 years ago.
The statute of limitations
Bill
has Cosby. Expired.
Bill Cosby got him 30 years ago, didn't he?
Bill did. Bill did get an old new charge.
He did. That's hit my boy game.
That's combustible, hustable, man. Leave him alone, man.
Yo, you know it's crazy.
Said I wasn't corny after that. Laughed my ass off, man. Fuck Lonnie. Jack.
This shit then got real spontaneous.
Real spontaneous, fast.
I wasn't ready. I didn't study for this test. It was a pop spontaneous world. Quiz.
Spontaneous quiz from good old Uncle Facts over there.
Hey, man, that was Tito, bro. That was Tito.
Spontaneous.
That was Tito. That was Uncle Facts.
Spontaneous. Brought to you by Tito.
Hold up. Everybody.
Hey, you want to be spontaneous? Come with me. We should. Goes through, buy some Tito. Get a blue chip. Whoa. Damn, yo, where this boy? That's crazy. You want to have a spontaneous night? Here's the recipe, right? What? You get you a half gallon of Tito's handmade vodka, right? Now listen, I know there's some kind of like it. You gotta get Tito's. This is the only way this hack works, right? So you get the Tito's, right? Now, at this point, we've said Blue Chew like 5 times on this show, so we're gonna get it endorsed by Dale Willow. Trust me.
We're gonna send this.
Don't be mad if I become the plug from this. I'm being smart here. Anyway, so boom. You have a spontaneous night. You get your half gallon of Tito's Blue Chew and let the spontaneousness take place.
Boom, here we go. That simple.
And that, ladies and gentlemen. That's how you fucking do a podcast. I want you to understand all that nigga said. Ditto, Jack. Fuck you, Brian Isley. I'm trying to keep my shit together here. I'm failing miserably. So, next Sunday, though, we will be letting you get your free trial, full circle moment, of Drunk Uncle Sports.
That'll be
presented to you by none other than Julian LaFleur, aka Uncle Kango.
Dope Boy Jules.
Dope Boy Jules will not be on that show.
He coming. No. Okay, the first 5 minutes, he's not going to be there. Then he's just going to pop up in the building.
So we're going to.
About a half hour in.
We're going to be bringing that to you, man. Really excited about that. We will all be contributors of that show, yes. So, you know. And when that show comes out, we will definitely be sharing it because that show will be directly under our umbrella. So, expect that. Some other things you guys should expect, but I can't really tell you because, you know, I'm kind of, you know, I keep my mouth shut. You know, I keep secrets. And I lie occasionally, so, you know, I might be full of shit right now. You never know. Anyway, so.
Trippy.
A little bit. It's been a minute since y'all seen me drunk on this show. You know what I mean? It's been a minute since I've been drunk on this bitch. So I might be due. It's 2024, you know what I mean? You're still getting my sea legs.
We're getting back, man. We there. You know what I mean? Like,
but we do have some other things lined up for you guys. I told you, man. Like, I don't know I don't know if people understand what I mean when I say empty the clip. I'm emptying the clip. Not holding back no more ideas. Not holding back no more thoughts. I'm not trying to trigger, figure it out, make it right. I'm literally every idea I get, I'm putting it out. You know, I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out later because we put this shit out and we didn't have it figured out. So I literally know it works.
Yeah, we went off and running, yo. Took off. Like Forrest Gump when he first started running and broke them braces off. That was us. Run, Forrest!
It's like we on the freeway, so the car door open up, you just fall out, start rolling.
Don't worry. Like,
but you know what I mean? I think that's, if I can't, if I don't leave the world with nothing, man, I'll leave you with that one, man. Just do it. Period. Figure it out later.
Okay.
Make it better later, you know what I mean? But don't wait to put it out, because it's never going to be the perfect time. Everything's not going to be perfectly lined up. You know, when they call that shit divine intervention, it might happen for some shit. It's not going to happen, though, really.
That what if hurts. Don't live with that.
Bruh.
What if? You don't want that.
You miss 100% of the shots that you don't take.
Fuck Jordan.
That was Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
So Jordan repeated.
Damn, so you calling a white man during Black History Month? I mean, you foul as hell.
Yeah, you see what has been happening these first 3 days of Black History Month? This is bullshit. We got to change our month, brother. This is bullshit, bro.
So Jordan quoted Wayne Gretzky when he said it. When Jordan said it.
Bro, man, listen.
That's the first time I heard it.
It's a video of them two niggas talking about it during the back, behind the scenes of doing Pro Stars, nigga. Mike really said it.
So Mike really said it.
No.
I don't know.
And Bo right there nod like, because Bo knows.
Bo knows best.
But yeah, man.
But we don't know Jack because Bo can't rap.
Mm.
So what do you know?
Bars. Bars.
They want fixed.
Come on, man. We stop, man. Because now I want to hear a song and shit. Then Facebook going to mute the shit. Be like, oh, parts of your video are muted because you were just being a dickhead listening to people's music that you like.
And it's copyrighted.
It's copyrighted. But I'm not trying to sell it. That being said, next Sunday, you'll definitely get us. Might get us next Saturday.
Saturday and
Sunday. We still figuring this shit out. Me and Uncle Fax, we kind of got our shit together. But,
this guy, we ain't going to say no name. We're just going to go, we're just going to hit the left nod.
What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me.
What I mean?
Hey, B, Dreyas. What's the term? Snitching of the moist variety.
Mm-hmm.
But nah, it's I tell y'all
don't
later.
Hurt
we didn't
listen.
Don't hurt.
Never hear me call, but I'm always on
no
time.
More.
Right?
So there's that. But we do promise to give y'all more consistent, constant content. Because quite frankly, we don't really want to go outside every weekend, so this is much cheaper, safer. 9 times out of 10, we're someplace we can take a nap if need be. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to tell you not to be young and have fun, but I'm just trying to tell you this shit is really much more fun when you're older.
Yeah. So be smart. Be smart.
Before I get out, I just want to say, even though I know she has no type of social media presence. Happy birthday to my sister Tony. I was with her earlier. It was actually yesterday, but I actually want to make sure I get that out there because I was with the fam earlier. Man, it's not like being around your family. You see a lot of love, a lot of positive energy. We're not together for no bullshit. We're not together for nothing sad. You're just literally there to celebrate and acknowledge each other.
The best one.
You know what I'm saying? Then you start seeing some of the babies and some of the babies that had babies. And you're like, shit, I'm getting old.
Whoa. Slow down.
Girl, like all my nieces and nephews having kids. And
yeah, I'm a grandpa.
Yeah, you
are. I'm a fucking grandpa. Who'd have thunk that?
Shit.
Who'd have fucking thunk that? How did this happen, yo? It was just 1999, yo. Yesterday. What the fuck has happened?
Yeah, man. But she decided that. I know y'all got shit to do. Maybe I do too.
We ain't gonna hold y'all up.
But yeah, man, we appreciate everybody who was active in the lives, We appreciate everybody who shared it. We appreciate everybody who listens. You can find us on Facebook at Drunk Owns Podcast, Instagram at Drunk Owns Podcast, Twitter or X is Drunk
Owns. That's your Twitter.
Radio, X, formula, you know, whatever. Yeah. Semantics. But please follow us, share us, tell a friend about us.
And be on the TikTok too.
Yeah, oh shit.
TikTok?
The TikTok.
I thought about
TikTok at Drunk Owns Podcast.
TikTok. You know who I thought about.
Stop it. Stop it now. Now, both of you niggas. That being said, man, we love y'all. We will see y'all next week. Thank you for tuning in. These two niggas is going to hell.